This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level once again, and we would like to express our greetings to each of you, and as well we would like to express our gratitude for your offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level and to interact and to share with each of you. Now, before we begin this evening, we would suggest that there exists for each of you the opportunity to be involved in what we refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this evening, or indeed those portions that you like to refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And you will find that as a result of the energy that you have created in this space this evening, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into what you might refer to as a meditative state, and in that state be involved in that telepathic exchange of information. Many times that information that you receive is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is the information that we attempted to express through this rather limited use of the vocabulary. And so we would encourage you to partake in that silent communication or that telepathic interaction, and you will find once again that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness. You have to but close your eyes and express the intent. But as always, of course, the choice to be involved in that particular activity is yours, absolutely. Now, we are an entity that has never existed within this reality that you choose to exist in. We are, however, as are each of you, a multidimensional personality. And we, as are each of you, are a spark of consciousness, if you wish, or a piece of the one, or whatever terminology you wish to apply to that individual entity that you are. To attempt to give you an explanation through the utilization of words once again becomes very difficult, because you see, when we suggest that we are a piece of the one, that's assuming that there is a larger one and that we, as are you, are but a small piece of that one, and it's really not that way at all. And if we suggest that we are a spark of consciousness, it's like assuming that there's this huge consciousness and you are but a spark of the consciousness, and it's really not that way at all either. You see, we, as are you, are all that is. We are all that is, as each of you are all that is. There is not one entity existing not only in your vibrational level, but in all of the vibrational levels throughout all of creation, that is any more or any less than each of you. And yet we are all one, and yet we are all equal, and yet we are all individuals. To attempt to give you an explanation, once again, through the use of a vocabulary is impossible. It defies explanation. However, we are a multidimensional personality, as are each of you. We exist in what we refer to as a vibrational level. And you exist in what we refer to as a vibrational level. We exist in the same time and same space. Time and space are illusionary, and we'll get to that in a few moments. But we exist within the same time and the same space. There are a multitude of what you refer to as vibrational levels. And we utilize that term vibrational because it comes the closest to giving you an accurate description of this reality that you choose to exist within. A vibrational level is a level that operates, for lack of a better terminology, within a certain vibration. And all of these vibrational levels that are operating at different vibrations are, once again, occupying the same space at the same time. It's not like we're somewhere out there and you're here, or that there is another existence of something else that's out there and you're here. We all exist within the same space and the same time. We use an analogy quite frequently to give you a very good example of what that's like. You all understand absolutely that you have within your Earth's atmosphere a multitude of frequencies in terms of radio frequencies and various other frequencies that you utilize for your various apparatus that you use for communication and for other means. And you understand absolutely that within that atmosphere, these frequencies, these radio frequencies are existing simultaneously in the same space and same time. And you, through the use of your apparatus, whichever it may be, have the capacity and the ability to tap into one of those particular frequencies while eliminating all of the rest. And yet you understand absolutely that they all exist within the same time and same space. They're not separated by time or space, but simply by a different vibration. And you have that opportunity to tap into that different vibration or frequency in order to allow you to experience that one particular frequency while eliminating all the rest. And so it is that you exist similarly in the vibrational level, which you have chosen to tap into, if you would, that you eliminate all the rest. And yet all the rest exists within the same time and same space. We exist within the same time and same space. And so you have these vibrational levels. The vibrational level that you exist in is very unique. And it's unique for a various number of reasons. But primarily, it's because in your vibrational level, you as entities who choose to be involved in this creation process in this vibrational level have put in place what we like to refer to as an electromagnetic type of energy. Some of your metaphysical people like to refer to it as a veil. It's an electromagnetic type of energy. And again, we use that terminology of it's a type of an electromagnetic energy because it's similar to but not exactly like, but that gives you some idea of this energy that exists throughout your vibrational levels that once again you may refer to as the veil. Now, this electromagnetic type of energy has some unique properties. Firstly, it in its existence, which you chose to put in place, limits your capacity while you exist within this vibrational level to understand who and what you truly are. You choose to put in place this veil, this electromagnetic type of energy, to limit your capacity to understand the creation process that you utilize to exist within your vibrational level. You choose the limitation. It's not something that's put upon you. It's something that you choose to participate in. One of the purposes of that veil is to limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, and to limit your capacity to understand the process that you utilize to create your reality, to create this vibrational level. Another function of that electromagnetic type of energy of that veil is to limit other entities who exist at other vibrational levels, once again within the same time and same space,
from having the capacity to create within your vibrational level. Other entities existing in other vibrational levels cannot interfere or cannot create within your vibrational level. If they wish to create within your vibrational level, then they choose to enter into this vibrational level and to exist within the limitations of that veil. You see, that's what we refer to as a human consciousness concept. A human consciousness agreement to put in place the veil. And to exist within your vibrational level, you agree to exist within the limitations of that electromagnetic type of energy, of understanding, particularly in your conscious state and in all the other levels of consciousness, who and what you truly are, and the methods that you utilize to create your reality. And so you exist within a vibrational level, and while you exist within this vibrational level, you have limitations of understanding the creative process and limitations in understanding who and what you truly are. Those limitations are at their strongest when you are in your so-called awakened conscious state. As you alter your consciousness, it's possible for you to have experiences that are less influenced by that so-called veil or that electromagnetic type of energy. You can't eliminate it when you exist within this vibrational level, regardless of what level of consciousness you choose to experience, be it in your awake consciousness state or in your meditative altered state of consciousness, where you're in a seemingly like a sleep state, but yet you are consciously aware of what it is that you're performing or interacting in, or whether you're involved in what we refer to as the deep dream state, where you are really able to experience these realities that seem way out there, and yet when you come back into your so-called awakened conscious state, you don't have total recall of that particular activity that you were involved in that altered state of consciousness in your deep dream state. And then to go one step farther, you go into what we refer to as the between incarnational states, or in other words, when you die, you enter into another level of consciousness. But even in that level of consciousness, this veil, this electromagnetic type of energy, influences your ability to understand completely who and what you truly are. It limits your capacity to understand your creation process. Now, in your various levels of consciousness, once again, when you're in your awake consciousness, the veil is the strongest. And because it's the strongest, it's in this particular awake consciousness concept that you believe that everything is real. Ah, this is real. This is the reality that you exist within. Well, we would suggest to you that from our perspective, when you are in your awake consciousness state, that's the least real reality that you will be involved in. It's an illusionary reality. Now it's important that you understand that we utilize the term illusionary. We're not speaking in terms of the illusions that you might see some actor perform upon the stage, where it's a trick, and yet your existence in this awakened consciousness state is an illusionary reality. That doesn't mean for an instance that it's insignificant. It's absolutely the opposite. It's very significant, but nonetheless illusionary. This illusionary reality in your awakened consciousness state is the most difficult state for you to maintain. It takes a lot of energy for you to maintain this illusionary reality in your awakened consciousness state that you believe in your awakened consciousness state is so real and so beyond your control to understand or to manipulate or to create or many times to make it go in the direction that you would wish it to go. It's an illusionary reality, and yet it is significant, and yet it is in your awakened consciousness state, seemingly the most real reality that you will be involved in. And yet, once again, we suggest that it is the least real. of the realities that you're involved in. And it is very difficult for you to maintain. You, however, have other levels of reality that when you enter into them, become more and more real. When you enter into your dream state or your meditative state, when you enter your consciousness, your realities, although they seem more illusionary from your so-called awake consciousness state, from your perspective of this reality, we assure you that they are more real than the reality that you are experiencing in your awakened consciousness state. The realities that you experience in your altered state of consciousness are more real. It's difficult for you to sustain this awake consciousness state. You can't sustain it indefinitely. You cannot continue to sustain it. You will at some point alter your consciousness. Each of you understands and accepts that. You will alter your consciousness to where you will sleep, to where you will enter into a dream state. Time and space are illusionary. That's a difficult concept to grasp. We understand that as well. But it's an important concept to understand when we begin to speak to you about altered states of consciousness. Time and space are illusionary. They only exist in your awakened consciousness state. In your altered states of consciousness, in your dream state, your so-called dreams, if we were to be measured in your physical time in your awakened consciousness state, may last for only seconds or a few moments at best. And yet, during that period, in your altered states of consciousness, you can experience lifetimes of realities. That's the more real reality. Time and space are illusionary. They only exist in your awakened consciousness state. And so you have difficulty in maintaining this awakened consciousness state. In order for you to make it more real, you even put a termination on it. Each of you understands that at some point you will die. In that particular instance, you will enter into what we refer to as the between-incarnational state of consciousness. You will, at that point, be as much aware of your creation process as it's possible for you to be while maintaining the veil and existing within this vibrational level. And it's at that point that you will choose to either leave this vibrational level or to reincarnate and to start it all over again. Now, it becomes very difficult to give you an accurate description because in order for it to make any type of comprehensive sense to you, we give it to you based upon your belief in a linear time frame. And yet, once again, time and space are illusionary. They do not exist. And so it's very difficult to give you an accurate description of what really occurs. But nonetheless, in order for you to grasp the concept, we will utilize your belief in time and space and say that in this between-incarnational period, you once again have that opportunity to either leave this vibrational level or to continue to exist within it and to reincarnate. That reincarnation may be in other time periods completely from this particular era that you're existing in now. But once again, you understand that time and space are illusionary. So to suggest that you reincarnate or that you sit around for a few centuries before you reincarnate is ridiculous. That just doesn't occur. Time and space are illusionary. You reincarnate into the time period that you choose. And so, you're in this between incarnational state. And it's in this state that you begin to make choices for realities that may or may not be experienced in this next incarnation. You interact with other entities who are, once again, to utilize your belief in time and space, existing within the particular era or the particular incarnational period that you wish to reincarnate or to begin your so-called creation process within again. And you interact and you agree what the circumstances are going to be, what the opportunities will be, what the possibilities will be, what type of a reality you are going to enter into. You choose. In comprehension and in agreement with others, you choose. You need to agree, and you put in place. You put in place the beliefs that you will bring certain physical abilities or disabilities, whichever, into an incarnational period. You choose. You choose. It's important to understand that you choose the reality that you are experiencing. And so you make these choices. We've suggested for many years that when you make the choices, many times, when you enter into this incarnational period, those choices are stored within your DNA. They sit there as possibilities to have that experience occur within this particular incarnational period. Possibilities. Some of them are probabilities. Some of them are very, very strong probabilities that you really, truly desire to wish to experience. Others are possibilities. Possibilities that are stored once again within the DNA. With what your scientists once looked at the DNA and thought was just a bunch of junk. It didn't really have any meaning. Those are potential realities for experiences for you to have within an incarnational period. And you bring them in. You put them all in place in what's referred to as beliefs and belief systems. And you enter into a vibrational level, and you enter into an incarnational period, and you start it all over again. And you experience realities based upon the choices and the beliefs and belief systems that you chose primarily in that altered state of consciousness. And you bring it into the reality so that you can have it, so that you can experience it. Now, as you enter into that incarnational period, you are involved in a multitude of interactions with other entities and interactions in the reality that you choose to experience. And the realities that you experience of validations, of beliefs that you hold within inside the rest of you, beliefs that are stored many times within your DNA. And you have that belief stored within the DNA, and as you go along through this incarnational period, you make choices and decisions, and you begin to indeed have thoughts and feelings that surround the reality that you're experiencing. And as a result of those thoughts and feelings and those choices and those decisions that you make, you alter your reality. And you influence the energy that surrounds your DNA. And as a result of the influencing and the alteration of that energy, you take what was once a possibility and turn it into a probability to have an experience in that incarnational period. Or conversely, you take what was and may be indeed an experience you're having that is beyond just being a probability, and you reverse it and turn it into a possibility, and it becomes dormant, and it just becomes another so-called dormant energy that's laying there in your DNA. And you have that opportunity to alter. Not only have the opportunity, the irony of it is you do it whether you believe it or not. And so, you exist in this vibrational level, and you create this reality by making choices and decisions, by holding beliefs, and having those beliefs come to validation in the experiences that you have in your so-called awakened consciousness state. You have what we like to refer to as three various types of beliefs or belief systems. You have, first of all, the human consciousness belief system, the ones that you all agreed to participate in. This was a consensus, and we utilized some of the so-called laws of physics that fall under your so-called human consciousness belief system. Very difficult for you to step outside. Very difficult for you to alter. Not impossible, but very, very difficult. Beliefs in things like time and space, for example. Human consciousness believes in the necessity to consume in order for you to continue your existence in this vibrational level. Various human consciousness belief systems that have to do with the makeup of your earth systems and this universe that you exist within. Human consciousness belief systems, like your laws of physics, very difficult for you to step outside of or to operate outside of while you maintain your existence within this vibrational level. And then you have what we refer to as the societal belief systems that alter to various societies throughout your earth system. And each of you are aware of and can point to many societal belief systems that work and function within this society but don't do so well on the other side of your earth. And conversely, those belief systems that function on the other side of the earth in those societies would not work at all within your society. Societal belief systems. Much easier for you to alter than the so-called human consciousness belief systems that still influenced by a society and therefore a little more difficult for you to alter than what we refer to as the individual belief systems. You have individual belief systems, the ones that you choose to put in place, the ones that you choose to create this reality that you're experiencing. You see, this reality that you are experiencing, that we have suggested, is an illusionary reality. Although it is significant, once again, don't misunderstand that terminology of being an illusionary reality. But nonetheless, an illusionary reality. This reality that you experience is a validation of the beliefs and belief systems that you hold. This reality that you experience is a creation to validate your beliefs in belief systems. If you don't like your reality, change your belief. Now, belief systems are a combination of the so-called human consciousness belief systems and the societal belief systems and the individual belief systems, and some of them, once again, very difficult for you to alter or to step outside of, others much more easy for you to alter, but they are all combined to make this belief system. It's like you understand, even though it's beyond your comprehension, to see that this entire universe is comprised of what you refer to as atoms. And the atoms combine to make molecules. And the molecules combine to make whatever type of object that you experience within your so-called awakened consciousness state. You understand that, absolutely. And so, while you seemingly have all of these different objects that you experience in your awakened consciousness state, nonetheless, they are comprised of a very similar object that you refer to as an atom. There are different components within the atom, but nonetheless, very similar atoms exist in every object that exists through your entire universe. And it's the combination of these atoms and molecules that form the masses that are the objects that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And so it is that you have belief systems that are comprised of various beliefs that are all combined and interacting with each other to create the reality that you desire to experience. The reality you experience is a validation of the belief you hold. If you don't like your reality, change your belief in your belief system. It seems like such a simple statement. And yet we understand the difficulty. Many times, once again, some of those beliefs and belief systems are put in place in your altered states of consciousness. They put in place in your so-called between incarnational states where you make the choices to have certain realities experienced within this incarnational period. And so it's very difficult to alter many of those so-called beliefs and belief systems. You put in place various genetic material, for example, that is very difficult for you to alter. You put in place your so-called DNA, which is as well difficult to alter, but much more within your capacity to alter than your genetic makeup. It's rather interesting to note that you have, within this incarnational period, children that some of your New Agers like to refer to as indigo children. We simply refer to them as other entities that have reincarnated, who have existed within your vibrational level since its beginning, but have simply chosen to reincarnate in this so-called new age and new energy, and have brought with them the understanding that it's within their capacity to alter their reality. And as a result of that understanding, they change their DNA. And your scientists are discovering that some of these children that are existing within your so-called current incarnational period have that capacity. They actually change their DNA. And if you were to ask them how, they would tell you, it's not hard. You just want something different. And so you alter a belief. And when you alter a belief, you alter the reality. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. It's really that simple. Now, what is more difficult for many to grasp, once again, because of your placement of and maintenance of the veil, is the fact that you are the creator of your reality. You, as individuals and as a human consciousness, create the vibrational level that you exist in. We mentioned right at the beginning that this veil limits the capacity of other entities existing outside of your vibrational level to have the capacity or the opportunity to influence or to alter or to change your reality. You change your reality. You alter your reality. This reality that you exist in is an illusion. The experience that you have in your awakened consciousness state, once again, is the most illusionary experience that you will have, even though it seems so real because of your choice to put in place that electromagnetic type of energy. Your choice. You, as entities, as individuals, and as the one, if you wish, create this vibrational level that you exist in. You are the creator. Now, you create a reality, then you would look at us and you would say, well, I'm not very happy with this reality, and yet you're telling us that we are responsible. Yes, we're suggesting that you create the reality, that you are responsible for all of the experiences that you have in your day-to-day activities and interactions with others. You all agree. There's not a perchance happening. You agree to participate in activities that you're involved in. Each of you agree. You choose to limit your capacity to understand, and you'll get to the reason why you choose and why you choose to exist that within a few moments. But you choose to limit your capacity to exist within this vibrational level in terms of understanding that you are the creators of the reality that you experience. Now, when you're creating these less than desirable realities, and you look at us and say, well, we don't want that. Why would we ever create that type of reality? We're suggesting to you that you created as a result of beliefs or belief systems that you hold. It's really that simple. The other thing that we ask you to understand is that the level of consciousness from which you create this reality, that stock of consciousness that you are, does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but gives to you that which you desire. Without exception, gives to you that which you desire. Now, you may not consciously desire to experience some type of a health issue, for example, and say, I don't want that. You're not telling us that we create that, and yet we're telling you that you do create that. And that at some area in your beliefs and belief systems, you have made the choices and decisions you have put in place. The beliefs and belief systems that are responsible for that reality that you're experiencing. And it's only in your awakened consciousness state that you judge whether it's right or wrong. The spark of consciousness that you are, the level from which you create your reality, does not judge whether it's right or wrong. Does not say, well, we're going to give them a good day today, but we're going to make it a bad day tomorrow. It doesn't work that way. The spark of consciousness that you are creates your reality without judging whether it's right or wrong, but rejoices in the creation process and creates it from a position of absolute unconditional love. That's who and what you truly are. You are a spark of consciousness that is comprised of an energy that is absolute unconditional love. And it's from that position that you create this reality. And it's from that position that you create the reality without judgment as to whether it's right or wrong, good or bad. But rejoice in the creation process to validate the belief systems that you choose to put in place and to validate and to hold. It's really that simple. The spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but gives to you that which you truly desire. Now, you may, in your awakened consciousness, say, well, there's no way that we desire to experience that. Well, perhaps not consciously, but at some level of your consciousness and in some areas of your beliefs and belief systems, you hold beliefs that are responsible for that creation process and for that experience. When you look at someone who is homeless and they sit on the curb and you wonder what they've done to create that reality, and then you see across the street someone who has what you believe to be all of the magnificent possessions that one could have and has what you may think to be his everything, and you wonder how that can have that reality and this other can have their seemingly less than perfect reality. Each of those entities create their reality in exactly the same way. A validation of beliefs and belief systems that are influenced by choices and decisions and by your thoughts and feelings, by your imagination and what it is that you desire to experience. Now, you can say that that entity that's sitting on the sidewalk, there's no way that they can choose to experience that reality, and we would challenge you in that, yes? We would challenge you. Because you see, many times you can take that entity from that particular instance and put them into this seemingly better lifestyle. And if they don't change their attitudes, and if they don't change their beliefs, and if they don't change their desires, within a very short time, they'll be back there on the other side of the street, sitting on the curb. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold, without exception. A difficult concept to grasp, but nonetheless, a very accurate description of this experience that you're having in your vibrational level. Your reality is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. It's really that simple. If you don't like your reality, change your beliefs and you will change the reality. We'll give you another example. An example which is perhaps even more difficult for you to grasp the concept of. When two entities are involved in what you refer to as an abusive situation, you have the victim and you have the aggressor. Each of them agree to participate in that reality creation process. Each of them hold beliefs that are very similar in the realities that they experience. Each of them are involved in that situation through choice. As difficult as that may seem to grasp, what becomes even more difficult perhaps for you to grasp is to understand that the victim is ultimately the one that is in control. When the victim alters belief systems and decides that they will no longer be a victim, the whole situation is changed instantly. You may not like the results of that change, but nonetheless, it changes instantly. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. If you don't like your reality, change your beliefs, and you will alter your reality. Absolutely. Now, we've suggested that your thoughts and feelings, your attitudes, your choices and decisions influence the reality that you experience. They influence the reality that you experience because many of them are based upon beliefs that you hold, not only about the reality that's out there, but beliefs that you hold about yourself. When you're creating this reality and you want a very desirable reality, and if it's happening, it's very easy for you to accept the responsibility for that creation process. You see it all the time in your so-called stacking events. You have the ones on the one side who are very grateful that they've won, and you have the ones on the other side who have lost and who are devastated because of the loss. The ones that are on the side that won are very grateful in many kinds because of their belief in various religious influences. We'll give all kinds of thanks for that reality. And we'll willingly suggest to you that they did just the right thing and they were responsible for the win and they were grateful for the assistance of these so-called other entities that were assisting them. But when you go to the side that lost, you never hear them say, well, we're grateful for the loss and for someone assisting us in losing. You don't hear that. And yet, in your so-called day-to-day activities, you were involved in similar creation processes and experiences. For some, it seems so much easier than others. Some are involved in situations where they create all types of abundance seemingly without any problems at all. But then, many times, they have all kinds of problems when it comes to relationships. Ah, now there's a difficulty. And for others, it's exactly the opposite. Relationship seems to come easy, but abundance, well, now, money, that's real. That's a much more difficult concept to grasp, abundance. That's something that you have to work for in order to achieve. What do you believe? What do you believe? Part of that creation process is the expectation that it can be done. If you enter into any type of situation that you're involved in where you're attempting to create or to be involved in something that's going to give you a very desirable outcome, you, yes, if you understand that having a positive attitude can play a very important part in that outcome. If you don't believe that it's possible for you to accomplish it, chances are you're not going to accomplish it. Well, ironically, many hold within themselves the belief that they're not worthy of achieving. The belief that they don't deserve. And you see, once again, that's not a right or wrong choice or decision or belief. And the spark of consciousness that you are validates the belief you hold. And if you believe you're not worthy, the spot of consciousness will validate that belief system from a position of absolute unconditional love and will do so rejoicingly. And you'll get exactly what you wish to have. And so, in order to create a reality that you find desirable, many times you need to feel that it's within your grasp to accomplish. You need to feel that expectation. You need to feel that deservability. You need to feel that you can do that. That it's there and that you can deserve it. It's not something that you can only hope for and it's beyond your reach and you can never get there. You must believe that you are worthy. And in order to accomplish that, you must like who you are. Like who you are. It seems like such a simple statement to ask, like who you are. Each of you should go and look into the so-called mirrors that you have and look at each individual element that you see there and be honest. Do you like what you see? Like who you are. Like what you see. Like the choices that you have made for that physical being that you are. Like who you are. Now, we very seldom give methods or techniques because you see, beliefs are far more important than methods or techniques. We've used the analogy many times that to give a method or the technique can be an absolute waste of time if you don't believe. We've used the analogy that you are about to embark upon a journey across an ocean, across this body of water. And you come down upon the shore, lined up upon the shore are various different types of crafts that you can utilize for this journey that you're about to embark on. And you have, right from the very simple canoe type of craft, right up to the ocean-going liner. And many entities come down to this shore and they look out across the water and there's a bank of fog and they're a little bit worried about what the journey is going to be like. And so they run up and down the shore and they keep on checking out the vessels to see which one they feel will give them the best opportunity to complete the journey. And so they continuously go from one to the other, checking out the crew and checking out the provisions and seeing whether or not it's seaworthy, and never really beginning on the journey, never quite sure. And then you have other entities who simply come down to the shore and look out there and say, well, maybe it's not very far. Let's just try this one. And away they go. And ironically, they have all kinds of success. Because you see, the vessel you choose is not nearly as important as your belief in the vessel you choose. The method or technique that you choose to create your reality is not nearly as important as your belief in that method or technique. And so we hesitate to give you methods or techniques. There's all kinds of them out there. You have all kinds of so-called new agers that are going to tell you that if you believe in this particular thing, it'll bring good health to you. Or we can clear off these evil spirits that are surrounding you all. Whatever you want. It's all there. You can have it all if that's what you wish to have. It's not right or wrong. If that's what you believe and that's what you want, go for it. We encourage you. Do what it is that you desire. Because the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. However, if you wish to have control of that reality from a conscious state, then you must like who you are in order to have the expectation to bring that reality into your so-called awakened conscious state so that you can experience it. And so again, while we hesitate to give you methods or techniques, we would suggest that there are a couple of things that you can do that will assist you. The first one is, we would challenge you to make a list of principles. And it doesn't matter what the principles are. They have to be principles that you feel are important. And you make that list of principles from top to bottom and put them in an order of what you believe the importance is. And don't be afraid to change them around if tomorrow you find out, oh, I think this principle now is one that I need to work on. I'll put that one to the top. Put in place the principles. And when you are involved in an interaction, an interaction which you create, it's important to understand that you're participating in the creation of these day-to-day activities that you're involved in. When you participate in one of these day-to-day activities and the opportunity arises, apply the principles. And you will find, as you apply the principles, you begin to strengthen your character, and you begin to like who you are. Because they're your principles. Because it's the type of individual that you wish to be. Not principles that someone else should put down and say, well, you should do this or you should do this. No, no, no. Your principles. What you believe is important. List them out, and when the opportunity presents itself, apply your principles. Now, it's important to understand that as you're going through this process of applying principles, there are going to be times when you're going to look back and say, well, I didn't do very good there, did I? I missed. I had a chance to do something in terms of what I believe my principles should be, and I failed. Well, we would encourage you to not dwell upon that particular instance where you failed, but rather to dwell upon the instances where you succeed. You see, in any other area that you experience, you can be going to some type of a university class, for example. And if you go into that class and you walk out of there with a 90% average, you will consider yourself to be extremely successful. Ah, it's great. I just killed this subject. It was just great. I got it all. Well, you didn't quite get it all. You missed 10%. You see, but that 10% when compared to the 90% is pretty insignificant. And yet when you're applying the principles, many entities have that one failure out of 10 and they dwell upon the failure. When you dwell upon the failure, your thoughts and feelings influence your beliefs, and your beliefs are the creation of the reality that you experience. And so if you dwell upon the negativity of that experience, and if you dwell upon the 10% or that one failure that you have, then you begin to feel that you are a failure. Dwell upon the positive. Dwell upon the times when you're successful in applying the principles, and you will strengthen your character, and you begin to like who you are. And there's a funny thing happens when you begin to like who you are. Other entities begin to like you as well. It's kind of a thing that's reflected out of you in your personality. But there's an even more important aspect begins to happen. And that is that you begin to develop the capacity to love yourself consciously. To love yourself consciously. Love is a state of being and a state of doing. You do certain things in order to allow yourself to experience what you, in your awakened consciousness, died, would label very positive, very joyous experiences. To experience joy. To experience security. To experience intimacy. To experience commitment. You do things that allow you to experience those feelings. And as you experience those feelings, you begin to love yourself consciously. And when you begin to love yourself consciously, you begin to have the capacity to love others as well. It's very difficult to give something away that you don't have. And if you don't have love for yourself consciously, it's very difficult to love someone else. And each of you knows how to love yourself. Absolutely. The reality you correct is from a position of absolute unconditional love. It's who and what you truly are. It's who and what you truly are. You choose to put in place the limitations to know who and what you truly are. You choose. You're not pushing this vibrational level because you have to go through some experience, or you have to grow, or you have to do some kind of penance, or you have to accomplish some kind of enlightenment. You are not pushing this vibrational level. You choose to exist within this vibrational level. You are here by choice. Your choice. You choose to be here. You choose the reality that you experience. And the stock of consciousness that you are creates the reality to validate your choices and to validate your beliefs and belief systems. And when you begin to like who you are and begin to love yourself consciously, you begin to have the expectation and you begin to feel that you deserve to create the reality to experience that which you desire. You create your reality. You create your reality. You are here by choice. You choose to enter into this vibrational level and to put in place an electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, so that you can experience this reality where you seemingly are not in control. It's an illusionary reality, but nonetheless, because of this so-called veil that you put in place, this electromagnetic type of energy, not only does it seem to be very real, it seems to be beyond your capacity to control. We look at your reality from our position. When it never existed within your vibrational level, we've suggested in the past, we have no desire to experience an incarnational period. And when we interact with our friend Elias and we experience many of the emotions and feelings that he experiences, we even question why the hell any of you would like to live in this vibrational level. But nonetheless, you make the choice and you are here. You are here by choice. You choose to live in this vibrational level. And once again, when we look at the vibrational level, we see it from a completely different perspective. It's like, to use an analogy once more, you go into a theater, and you look up upon the screen, and on that screen there is this trick of lights. And while you're sitting in that theater, you know that what's projected upon that screen is an illusion. It's a depiction of someone else's desire to tell you a story. It's a production of someone else's illusionary reality, and you understand that it's an illusion. And you sit in that theater, and you, for a while, forget all about time and space. For that small amount of time that you're sitting in the theater, that projection upon the screen can span years of time. And you accept that as being something that's completely within the artist's right to portray. And you understand as well that as you watch that particular production, you may experience all types of emotions. You go through the feelings of joy and the feelings of sadness and everything in between in a very short period of time. But when you walk out of the theater, you understand that what you saw upon that screen was simply an illusion. And so the emotions and feelings don't have nearly the impact that the emotions and feelings have that you experience when you walk out of that theater and you come into the real world. You see, we look at the reality that you experience, and it's a theater. It's a reality that you create. It's a reality that you're involved in the creation process of, and yet you choose to put in place an electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand the creation process. You choose to put in place. It's important to understand and to grasp that concept that you choose. You're not forced. You choose. You're here by choice. You remain in this vibrational level by choice, not because you have to. You exist in this vibrational level for a very simple reason. And this vibrational level is unique among all of the vibrational levels throughout all of creation in that it exists with this veil. And what that veil does is allow you to experience a reality that you seemingly are not in control of. And as a result of that experience, you can experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that are not possible in any other vibrational level. That are not possible when you understand that you're in control. That's why you exist in this vibrational level, is to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings. We would challenge each of you to look at any activity that you're involved in, anything at all, take it to its ultimate extreme end and see if at that end there is not a certain emotion or feeling that you're attempting to experience. That's why you exist in this vibrational level. It is so simple that it's disarming, and yet it is profoundly interesting to us to experience and to be involved in that process and to understand the intensity of those emotions and feelings that are not possible to experience in other vibrational levels where you understand that you are the one in control of the reality that you experience. And so you choose to enter into this vibrational level. You choose to put in place that electromagnetic type of energy to create a reality that appears while you are in your awakened consciousness state that you are not in control of. And you do it for the simple reason that you desire to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings. It's so simple, it's disarming. And yet if you look at it and apply it to your day-to-day activities, you will find that it makes a lot of sense. That's why you exist in this vibrational level. You are here by choice. This reality is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. The stock of consciousness that you are gives to you that which you desire without judging whether it's right or wrong, without judging whether it's good or bad, something you should or shouldn't experience, but rather gives it to you to validate your belief systems from a position of absolute unconditional love with no judgment, and rejoices in the creation process. That's you. That's not some other entity out there. That's not something that's separate from you. You, many times, individuals go through this particular lifetime spending untold hours and energy attempting to connect your spirituality. It's like taking your right hand and putting it behind your back and then running around wondering where the hell it went to. Your spirituality is who and what you truly are. You cannot be separated from it. You don't have to search for it. It's what you are. It's who and what you truly are. You create your reality. Absolutely. In this reality, in your illusionary reality, there are but three things that are absolute. Number one is that you are the creator of the reality you experience. Number two, you are the God you search for. And number three, you cannot fail to come to that understanding. You cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. You don't have to run around worrying about whether you're going to make it. You absolutely cannot fail. We would guarantee you nothing but those three things. You create the reality, you are the God you search for, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. The rest is an illusion. The rest is a reality that you create, and the only limitation to your creation is your imagination. It's an illusion, and you can have whatever it is. Not only can, the irony of it is, not only can have whatever it is you desire, but do have whatever it is that you desire. Your reality is a reflection of the belief you hold. You are all that is. You are the creator of your reality. You cannot fail to come to that understanding. You cannot fail. The rest is an illusion. Here should you search for answers. That's why you come to events like you're experiencing this evening. You will not find that answer written in a book. You will not find it through listening to an entity like us who exists in another vibrational level and we simply tell to you that which you desire to hear. There is absolutely no way that we have a better understanding of your creation process than you do. It's like saying that your neighbor across the street knows more about what you're doing in your home than you do. It's just not possible. We do not have information or access to information that's not available to each of you. And we cannot express what it is that you desire to hear through this limited use of a vocabulary. And you will not once again find it written in a book. You will not find it on some tape, some recording. It's not that. If you wish to find out the truth of who and what you truly are, we would encourage you to go within inside. We would encourage you to alter your consciousness and to go within inside and to connect with that spark of consciousness that you are. We would encourage you to do what you term as meditation. Meditation is simply altering your consciousness while maintaining an awareness of what it is that you're experiencing. In each of you has that capacity to accomplish that type of altered consciousness. You do it on a regular basis. Go within thought. And understand that even in the altered state of consciousness, you experience realities that validate the beliefs you hold. And many times when you alter that consciousness and you go into a meditative state, you will be bombarded by these very desirable realities, these very welcoming and gentle and comforting and safe environments. And you've attempted to sit there and experience these realities. And they're very inviting, absolutely. They're your creation. They should be inviting. They're not someone else's creation. But we would encourage you to put that aside. As you put aside your so-called awakened conscious thoughts, as you attempt to alter your consciousness and go into the meditative state. You get into that meditative state and you're confronted with these realities, these illusionary realities that are so inviting, put them aside. And when the next one comes along that's even more inviting, put it aside and go deeper and go within thought and go within thought forever deeper and put it aside and put them aside. And in time with practice, because you believe in time and space, and you believe that it has more validity if you have to practice it to get there, it makes it more real for you. And so in time with practice, you will be able to put aside those illusionary realities. No matter how tempting it is to continue to have that experience, you put it aside. And you can go deeper with inside. And you can experience the flush of absolute unconditional love of who and what you truly are. You can experience what many entities who have been involved in what you refer to as a near-death experience have experienced. You can have that experience. You can put aside all of the illusionary realities and you can experience your connection with the spark of consciousness that you are. And when you make the connection, you will understand why it can't be written in a book and why there are no words in your vocabulary to give an explanation. You will understand who you are and you will be at peace with who you are. That opportunity exists for each of you and we would encourage each of you to be involved and to attempt to make that connection. We would encourage each of you to like who you are. We would encourage each of you to love yourself consciously. And we would, in closing, remind you that you are the creator of your reality. You are the God you search for. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. You cannot fail. Now, it has been a very enjoyable interaction and we would like to, once again, express our gratitude to each of you. And we would remind each of you as well, we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. Until the next time that we are offered once again this opportunity, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.